Welcome to the Good Vibes Club, a normal girl's guide to living your best life and being the best version of yourself. Whether you're listening on your commute, out on a hot girl walk, or curled up on your sofa, open your mind and get ready to feel those good vibes.
Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of the Good Vibes Club. I'm here with Summer again. Brought her back for round two. She loved it so much.
Couldn't help myself. Had to come back.
For anyone new listening, do you want to give us a bit of an insight into you? Because I feel like people who listened last time will know who you are already. Yeah, probably maybe. Already followed you because they're going to love you.
Oh.
But do you want to give a little bit more insight?
Hello.
Make it juicy this time.
Hello. Some
hidden facts.
I need some hidden facts.
Something not many people know about you. Put you on the spot.
Wow, you really put me on the spot. So basically I have always wanted to learn Spanish,
right.
Like always. I love Spanish. Like the thought of being able to just go, hola, blah, 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 like that is my dream.
I love the movement you just did, like a little shimmy.
So I've always wanted to learn Spanish and I can speak like a tiny bit. But
I'd say you were quite good. Like this woman was fully trying to nick my suitcase on the side of the road and you ran over and were like shouting at her in Spanish. I would say you know a fair bit more than just basic.
I try.
Came in very handy.
And probably the other thing is that I'm actually really weird.
I don't think that's not common knowledge.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I would say knowing you, I know that you're a bit like, we have
goofy.
Our little quirks, but I would think online you wouldn't necessarily know that.
But I know that because I know you.
Behind
closed doors, I am like next level weird. Like,
oh, me too.
I have
so
to hold it in sometimes, my weirdness.
I like dance around the house all the time.
Oh,
like James finds it so funny because I will literally like a theme song to like Love Island will come on or like White Lotus. The White Lotus song is so annoying. Like have you watched it?
Wait, no.
Like the intro music, but the whole way through every episode, they basically play the intro music in different ways. And we've just finished, well, we're nearly finished watching season two. And every time it comes on, if I'm like going to the kitchen to make a drink, I'll like dance to the theme song to the kitchen. But like not, I can't dance.
Literally.
I am so bad at dancing. I'm just like a bit, like my arms and legs just kind of flail around a bit.
I did some dance classes
what
last year.
What dance did you do?
Heels.
What's that?
Literally dancing in heels. So it's like contemporary, like Beyonce, like sassy. Yeah, love that shit.
Where's the video proof? I feel like I need
we
to see
We don't need
this.
To pull that up. No, that's
I
just embarrassing.
I thought you were going to be like ballroom. No. Imagine you're just a secret, like pro at the waltz.
Actually, I did try salsa last year as well.
Did you?
Once.
My
and
dad
I loved
did salsa
it.
Classes, I think, back in the day. My grandparents used to dance.
What
I know.
Yeah, I feel like I wish that our generation did like, you know, like our grandparents' era.
Yeah.
And they all did like, they'd court and they'd go dancing. And like, that's how my grandparents met.
So same. So my grandparents went
so
to school
sweet.
Together and then they met at a school dance. But my granddad could dance and my grandma couldn't.
Oh.
And he used to get really annoyed that she couldn't dance. Because their best friends are like pro ballroom dancers.
Really?
Like they used to compete and stuff, yeah.
Aww, I wish
I wanted
it was
to
like
do
that.
Do you remember when Strictly first came out and we were like 12?
Yeah.
I wanted to do ballroom dancing so badly, but
literally.
I couldn't go in the kids' class and I couldn't go in the adults. So I was like an awkward age.
The outfits.
And I can't dance anyway.
So,
imagine they'd have been like, can you just not come back? Save your money.
But I feel like it's so cute, like in our grandparents' era. And nowadays, you just gotta, you get people twerking in the club and then ask for your snap.
I've never had Snapchat. I
don't
know.
I don't use it.
I'm not
it.
Down with the kids enough.
No, I don't use it, to be fair.
I just find it really weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need another app. There's too many.
Oh,
can't
God.
Keep up with anymore.
Yeah, literally. Get them off my phone. Or maybe you should keep Instagram, but yeah.
Keep Instagram, keep TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, just Snapchat can leave the building, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm not here for it.
But we're not
fair.
Gen Z, so I feel like we don't
no.
get it.
We don't get it. We don't get the vibes.
What's your good vibe of the week? You've done this before, you know the drill.
My good vibe.
Give me a good vibe
of the week. Okay, so my good vibe of this week was I've kind of taken back control over my career and I'm doing my own. I'm going solo. I'm doing
taking
it.
All your emails back, getting
yeah,
rid of management, doing
exactly.
it yourself.
I'm doing it myself at the minute. And I feel like
era.
Yeah, exactly. I just need to have some more control, know what I'm doing, know what yeah. I think it's a good decision.
I think it's a good decision. And also, like, it helps you to... I find, like, I have management at the moment, and I find not having management versus having management is very different, because you have such a different level of control.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm a bit of a control freak. I love knowing what's coming
too.
In and what's going out.
Yeah,
like,
it's bad.
Now I'm all right, because I love my manager. She's amazing. But
oh,
I think
good.
In the past, I've been like, what's coming in? What's happening? And, like, where our money is so sporadic.
Exactly.
I like knowing exactly what's coming in and going.
Yeah, so I think I just needed a little realignment. I need a little time to myself just to, like, really understand what I want to do. And just, yeah, go solo for a bit. I think it's a good decision for now.
I think it's good. Mm. And then you never know. The right management might come along and you might think, oh my God, amazing, I want to go there.
Exactly. I'm open to it, but I think I just need
opening
a little minute.
New doors.
Exactly. This is your sign to make a vision board because they actually work.
They do.
And I feel like it's only this, like, no, it's not the beginning of the year.
We're in the first quarter.
End of the first quarter. And already I've ticked off loads of my vision board and I was not expecting to at
Mad,
all.
Right?
It's crazy. I literally, on my phone, I've got photos of me in Paris, me at a fashion week, and I've done both.
Mad.
And vlogging, started my YouTube channel. So I've started
that.
Oh, yeah,
you did, didn't you? You started that recently. I love your vlogs. I think they're
cute. We're trying.
I see the intro, but I find it really weird watching people on YouTube if I know them in real life. But it
kind of gives me the
I've like watched your bits in your stories when you shared like snippets. I can't. I find it really weird. I'm like, I feel like I know too much. I'd rather know from you than watch it.
It gives me the ick, like, the thought of someone else like that knows me watching my vlog actually like freaks me out. I hate it.
If I hadn't met up with you and like knew you, yeah, I'd probably watch them. But because I know you, I'm like, this is really weird. I feel
like
I've invaded on your life and like snooped.
I actually know what you mean.
It's really weird.
I feel the same with yours. I'm like, hello.
Yeah, now I can't. I like watch TikTok and stuff, but YouTube is a different level because I feel like it's too personal.
It is, isn't it?
It's like invading your privacy.
Even though it's like
coming in the shower with you.
The whole world.
Yeah, literally.
Not that the whole world's watching my video.
Okay, so let's get into the episode. I feel like we're going to ramble on for hours otherwise. So this episode, we thought we would talk about our style evolution and like staying true to you in a world where fashion changes every 5 minutes and kind of finding who you are, finding your style, finding what works for you, but also taking a deep dive into our tragic fashion mistakes in the past and maybe some fashion like bits that went quite well. Like, we could talk about both. Yeah. But we just thought it would be a good little episode. So if you haven't already listened, there is one that was a couple of episodes ago where I talked about streamlining your wardrobe, what a capsule wardrobe means to you, because obviously everyone's capsules are different, and all that kind of thing. So I did kind of touch on finding your style, but I thought it would be good to get Summer on and give you a kind of like different perspective on finding your style, but also talk about it in a little bit more detail and just have a bit of a laugh about the great fashion of the noughties.
Oh God, I have to show you some photos after this.
We have to put them. I'll get someone to send me some and I'll find some and we'll put up a little carousel of like our past fashion faux pas.
I can't believe I'm gonna expose myself like this.
We're fully exposing ourselves.
Jess hasn't seen them, but let me tell you, there are some bad. I used to do little photo shoots when I was like 11.
What, as in like you'd set up a camera where you'd get your parents to take it kind of thing?
I'd like force my friends to do photo shoots with me.
Everyone did that though. I think I did that.
Did they?
I've got pictures like that. Like, do you remember when we used to make music videos?
Maybe that was foreshadowing what we're doing now.
We were just, you know, giving ourselves a boost. A little creative outlet.
Literally. My style has gone on a journey.
Me too.
A journey through time. Like, wow. Even what I'm wearing last year, completely different.
See, I don't think mine's changed that much in the last... I think it's slightly changed in the last couple of years, but I wouldn't say that much.
But I feel like you've really found your style. Like, you've got such a solid, like... Yeah.
So I think I still have rogue outfits where I'm like, this isn't me.
Yeah, but then
trying something new.
Yeah, I feel like that... Everyone does that, don't they? Like, once in a while, you wear something, you're like, who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I?
Like, if I wore... It's like, you do your, like, bougie outfits sometimes for dinner and stuff. If I wore some of the outfits you wore, I'd be like, this is so not me. I think likewise the other way around. Like, we have very different style, but it works for you and it works for me.
Exactly.
But, like, I just could never be the girl that wears, like, really bougie dinner outfits.
Yeah.
Like, the feathery outfits and stuff, I bloody love them. I just could never.
Yeah, I feel
I'm not a dress girl.
No, I mean... I feel like it's been a journey. I have done my...
your face looks like you're reminiscing on something that you need to share.
Yeah, literally, I'm just thinking about, okay, so where did I start off with my style? Let's
start from like 11, because I feel like age 11 is when you start to really dress yourself and like pick things.
And 11's when you're not cute anymore. I'm sorry.
I used to wear the weirdest things.
Same.
You know, I used to have a blue t-shirt with a Me Too You bear on the front and I loved it, and I'd wear it with everything even if it didn't match.
I'll tell you what I used to wear. Hot pink leg warmers.
That doesn't surprise me.
With like leggings.
That was
stripy
a vibe,
leggings,
though.
And then a skirt.
Do you remember when we were like, oh God, I don't even know how old we were. But do you remember when you used to go to like clubs, but it was like underage? And they'd have like an underage night once
a month. God.
And everyone used to go wearing like tutus over leggings with like leg warmers. Yeah. And you'd wear like different colours, like your whole frame
so
group.
Cool.
Hideous.
Yeah.
Oh, so bad.
So bad. And the sweep over hair, did you do that?
So one of my friends used to do the side parting, but hers was really far over, mm-hmm. and she backcombed the life out of it, mm-hmm. and she wouldn't brush the top of her hair. So she'd wash it, but would never brush it to keep it like big.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what? There so she'd a, wash yeah. her hair and not...
Just, she'd like rub her shampoo and stuff in, but she wouldn't like brush it. She'd wash it, but not brush it. So it stayed like...
Wow. Yeah. Dedication.
You know, like when everyone
look.
Used to do those giant clips that were like yeah. ridiculously big, that kind of vibe.
I used to have a little pink bow that I'd wear like every day.
Stop.
It was awful. Awful. I used to love a headband and do a little quiff. What was
oh
that about?
God, you did a quiff. Everyone did a quiff, I feel. Do you remember when it used to be like the quiff, but you'd like bobby pin it?
Oh, yeah.
And it was
oh,
always like yeah. the most tiny, pathetic like... little quiff. It was never that big, and we thought it was so cool.
Who invented that trend?
Can I don't know. Just... It's like I was watching The Hills the other day, and do you remember there was the whole trend of like doing the like braid across the front of your hair?
Oh god!
So you'd
yeah.
like braid
oh,
your fringe
god.
Like over to one side.
Unlocked a memory there.
Yeah,
wow.
That was my first ever YouTube video. It's no, there, it's not there anymore. You cannot find it.
Oh, please.
But it was That's a Lauren so Conrad funny. Hair braid.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a moment.
But do you remember? So like talking back on the style evolution thing, do you remember when there was a stage where like. I don't know how old we were specifically, but I feel like it was around the 11, 12 when you started to experiment and it was Tammy Girl times
oh,
and
yeah.
it was cargo pants and it was t-shirts under mesh vests and it was stripy hand warmers. Like it was a look.
Literally.
It was a look.
I feel like I actually said to my friends the other day, so when I was in year nine, I don't know what I was thinking, but I swear I had no style. Like I swear
we just wore
I didn't
what everyone
give
else wore.
A shit. Like, I literally... No, I didn't. This is the problem.
You just wore what was in your cupboard.
Yeah,
and bought
I don't
what you liked.
Know. Yeah, I went to... So we had this year nine camp thing. It was, like, all the rage.
I remember that.
For our school.
We had that too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Everyone loved it. It was, like, such a vibe.
I can't remember what it was called, but it was, like, a place you specifically went with your whole year. Yeah.
Yeah. And...
You did, like, fencing and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went with, like, my group of friends. Everyone else is wearing, like, the typical, like, how old were we then? Like...
Oh, God knows.
14 or whatever 13. Yeah.
However old you are in year nine.
And then I'm there in these Primark turquoise blue leggings and turquoise blue top, like jumper with like an orange t-shirt on. And then my hair, like, I don't know what the hell I was
to
thinking.
To be fair, tracksuits are still a vibe. Leggings and jumpers that match are still
I'll tell
a vibe.
You now, this was not a vibe.
I really hope you've got a picture of this specific outfit.
I'm going to have to find it. You're actually going
to
cry.
We're
going
to deep
so
dive
funny.
Into these outfits to find some good ones.
Yeah, I feel like I was just in my own little world, just living my life. And then I got to like teenage years, a bit like later on teenage years, and I felt like then I was very like, okay, what's everyone wearing? I'm going to wear that.
But I think as a teenager, you kind of just do wear what's fashionable.
You do.
Especially like when we, because I think when we were younger, we didn't really have social media. Like we had MSN and we had like Bebo and stuff, but we didn't really have the influence of like Pinterest or Instagram. Or,
exactly.
Like ours was magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you literally just wore what was in the shop and what everyone else is wearing.
Mm.
Like I remember in school, there was that whole thing when we were like maybe a 10, 11 and it was like the Jack Wills body warmers and like the Jack Wills vests and the Jack Wills leggings and the Uggs. And you'd wear like five vests layered because everyone in the Jack Wills catalogue was wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And like you literally just wore what everyone was wearing, even if you didn't like it, because it was cool.
I wonder if that's like, is it like that now?
Do you think it's just like a thing of like,
I think it's like it now still, because my sister's like 14.
See, I don't really know any teenagers to know.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, they always look way cooler than we looked back then, Jesus.
I mean, they actually know how to do their hair. They use Dyson Airwraps at like 15. And I'm like,
but
15
I feel
years
like
old,
you need
I
that
didn't
stage.
Even straighten the back of my hair.
I feel like you need those stages of tragic, like still being a kid, just like wearing stuff that
mixed
you look back on, you're like,
yeah.
Huh?
But then maybe they're going to look back on these outfits and think they're tragic.
Maybe.
I wonder if they will. I wonder if they'll look back on the low-rise jeans they've got going on and hate them as
oh,
much
yeah,
as we hate them.
To be fair.
Because low-rise jeans are just not a vibe.
Sorry, not a vibe. I do
they
not.
Suit a certain, like, Hailey Bieber type of person, and that's literally it.
That's a trend I can't get on.
I cannot.
No. I feel like trends are, like, you have to stick to what works for you at the same time as, like, trying to pay attention to what is in at the minute. But don't jump on everything because it just doesn't work. If I turned up in like low rise jeans, like you'd just be like,
could you imagine both of us turning up? I don't even know what I'd wear them with. I think especially as you get older, you start to realise this. But as trends come around, like say, for example, low rise jeans, great example. you don't have to wear it just because everyone's wearing it. Like, exactly. If it doesn't suit your style and it doesn't make you feel good, like Marie Kondo, it doesn't spark joy, it doesn't make you feel good, don't bloody buy it.
Exactly.
You don't need to wear it.
Because you're going to wear it once.
High-rise jeans are still a mood.
Exactly. You're going to feel uncomfortable. Like, you know when you put something on and you're like, this is not me. And you wear it once. And then you're like, well, that was pointless to spend
that
money.
Well, you love it. And then every time you put it on, you're like,
Yeah.
And it goes back in the wardrobe and you change. And then the next time you do the same again. Yeah. And then it ends up on Vinted or you put it in a charity shop. Because you just never wear it.
So stay true to what you like. Because I feel like there was a period of time for me after my teenage years, after my like trying to hop on what everyone did. I feel like a few years ago, I was still like trying to imitate other people's styles. I'll be real.
Yeah.
Like I would compare myself. Oh, they look good in that. They look cool.
Especially
in that.
With Instagram and Pinterest, I think, which is such a thing that everyone does.
And I was really trying to find my style. I remember thinking like, I have no style.
But you did have a style because your style was what was in your wardrobe.
Yeah.
But you just didn't think it was a style because you were so like, you were looking for inspiration in other people, which is so normal.
Yeah.
People still do that.
I wasn't listening to what I actually liked. Mm-hmm. I was listening to
that's a trend. I need
exactly,
to wear that.
Exactly. Wait, have you, how long have you kind of stuck to your style, do you feel like? Because I feel like you've got such a solid like capsule wardrobe vibe.
I don't think I do.
Really?
But I don't know if that's because I think I have a style and I know what looks good on me. I know what suits me. I know what works. But I do still experiment with the odd thing.
Yeah.
So like we were saying just before this, like I don't think you ever really find your style, but I think, I don't know how to explain it the best way, but I think everyone's always, your style is always evolving. Mm-hmm. So you find your personal style, but your style can change. Like just because you like one thing doesn't mean you can't wear another thing.
Yeah.
Like just because you like wearing black all the time, me, hello, doesn't mean I can ever wear colour. Doesn't mean that I can't ever, like if I'm wearing a tracksuit, doesn't mean I can't wear a bougie bloody ball gown on a night out.
Exactly.
If it makes me feel good.
Yeah. And I think for me, the way that I directed my style and evolved it more was I did experiment. And there was times of like, wow, I'd look back at some outfits and be like, that did not hit, sis. But now I'm glad I've done that because it's made me realise what I do gravitate towards and what I like and enjoy.
But then there's no harm in like going into like a shop and seeing something that maybe isn't your style, but you really love it. Like, we all can probably think of something where we've gone in a shop and been like, that is so nice and I love it so much, but it doesn't match your style, but you love it so much that you maybe bring it home and try it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where it kind of brings in the experimental element of it.
Yeah.
And like we were just saying a minute ago, I have a rule. I've talked about this in my last podcast episode about style, but I have a rule where if something goes in my wardrobe, it has to go in at least 6 outfits. So on YouTube, I do a series that's like ways to style, always 6, because I think if something can be worn 6 ways,
that's so good.
Then it works.
I need this motto in my life.
You need to do it. It's so good. If I go into a shop and I'm like, I need this leather jacket. I don't. I've got like 7. But if I go in and I see a leather jacket I really like, I'm like, can I wear that 7 ways?
That is really, really good.
Can I wear that and make it work with what I've already got? Because if it doesn't match with what I've already got and I need to buy things to make it work, it ain't worth it.
Yeah, because then it's just more of a conscious mindset, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I think a few years ago, I was thinking one time wear, like, or it'd be a dress that's so like, or something so crazy. I'm never going to wear it. It's going to come out maybe once. And then it's like such a like crazy colour.
Yeah.
That you can only wear one pair of shoes with it.
Yeah.
And like, who's going to do that?
I mean, some of it, like you can have a couple of them in your wardrobe, I think.
Yeah.
Because like, I've got the odd thing that just never comes out apart from like, you know, if you have like a bougie event and you're you have one dress that always comes out for bougie events. You have like that kind of thing. But I think you just need to have less of that kind of thing.
Yeah. Whereas I felt like I would buy for the kind of wow factor one time situation.
For the Instagram
like,
picture.
Yeah, basically.
But people still do that for nights out. Like people will buy like an Opoly dress, for example, wear it on one night out and then sell it on Vinted. And it's always, always that kind of dress where it's like worn once.
Yeah.
And you know that it's because they don't want to wear it more than once because they don't want to be seen in something more than once.
When realistically...
Which is such a bizarre mentality because I'd
rather
be like...
It is because no one remembers.
Or you know like wedding dresses, like if you're a guest at a wedding. I have no shame in having like 2 or 3 wedding dresses that I wear on repeat to, like as a guest because I think I'm not spending loads of money. I don't need to.
Yeah.
I don't need a different dress for every wedding.
There's definitely
it's
always
not my
a
wedding.
Pressure, isn't there? We're all in this mindset of like you have to get something brand new for like this event. Oh my God, I have to
or
buy.
Or like holidays, you have to buy
new
bikinis.
Yeah.
Why? Your bikinis have been worn like 3 times.
And when I went to London Fashion Week a little while ago, I literally planned all my outfits like 2 days before.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you would have been a like plan in advance kind of gal for that event.
No. It was stressful, but
it worked.
I will admit I panic ordered and I thought, look, I just need to order some stuff. Honestly, I literally wore, most of what I wore I already had.
This happens to me with every holiday.
I panicked, I did it, and I'm going to return all the stuff anyway, because
it's like we buy all this new stuff being like, that's going to work for this thing, like that occasion.
Yeah.
And then you end up wearing something you've already got. And
we've already got a wardrobe of like lovely clothing that can be restyled a million ways. I actually did get a comment recently and it really made me happy. Someone said like, I've seen you wear this jumper a couple times, but thank you, because it's nice to see someone actually really wearing something. And I was like,
I think that's the ultimate compliment, being like, thank you for showing me multiple ways to wear something. But I always think with creators especially, like I see, say for example, you wearing a pink dress. I don't know. I could buy that pink dress because I've seen it on you and you've showed me one way to wear it, but then you might never wear it again.
Exactly.
So I've bought it and added it to my wardrobe. But like you said a minute ago, I know one way to wear it. And a lot of people, I think, us included, struggle with it. But like you sometimes will buy things and you have the one wear. Because you've seen, like, you buy it because you've seen someone wear it and you just don't know how. Like, I struggle sometimes to style things because I'm like, I bought it because I saw it on this person and it looked cool, but now I don't know how else to wear it.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, when I plan outfits, I try to take one piece and then like style it, and I might style it a couple different ways and then be like, oh, I'm gonna stick with this outfit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I try to introduce that more into my content, like the rewearing, the restyling, because that's become my mindset the last like 6 months, I'd say.
Also, I think it's nice. Like, I think it's hard because, like, as an influencer, I guess this is where it's a little bit different to, like, quote-unquote, like, normal person. But as an influencer, I think it's hard because you want to be able to link things. Like, people will ask for links endlessly, and you want to be able to link it, but then you also want to be true to your wardrobe. Like, not everyone has a constantly changing, revolving wardrobe. Like, I don't have a wardrobe that consistently moves and evolves and changes. Like, I have, I'd say 85% is stuff that doesn't change. Yeah. Like, it stays in my wardrobe. I've got, like, vintage blazers and stuff. Like, they stay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have my core jeans that I love. I don't constantly buy. So sometimes it's out of stock and it's harder to link. Yeah, and it's annoying. But, like, I'd rather be true and rewear stuff and then link similar things where you could get the inspiration without, you know?
Do you get those comments where it's like, oh, can you link this? And you're like, oh, that was from, or like, they're like, 2 years
why
ago.
Are you only linking similar? And I'm like, because that's really old.
Yeah. Or, like, I'm sorry, but you buy from H&M or something, it goes out of stock within like 2 weeks.
Oh my God, don't.
I don't know how these people do these hauls and then like link it all and stuff. I'm like, by the time I've got this one coat.
By the time it arrives, it's sold out.
Literally. And I got it last October and it's been my staple coat through winter. Absolutely love it. So many people ask me where it's from and I'm like, it's from H&M, but it sold out within 2 weeks and now it's never coming back. And it's just so annoying. It's a shame because...
Annoying for the person wanting it, but also annoying for you because you can't give it and you get asked loads of questions.
Exactly. And I'm linking similar and someone commented, they were like, this is nothing like the, this is nothing like the one you wore. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, I've tried my best.
I actually had this. So I went on holiday back in like February. And I wore this bikini that I've had for years and I love it. And I got so many questions and I could not for the life of me find similar. Like, I was Googling every possible thing.
Annoying.
The only similar I could find was Hunter G. And I was like, no one's paying £100 for a bikini. Like, I'm sorry. This bikini was weekday as well, so it was cheap. And I can't link Hunter. Like, that's just not right. But it is hard sometimes to find those similars. But then you don't want to not wear it. Like, I don't want to not wear something on Instagram just because I can't link it.
Oh, for sure. I feel like that's not, you know, that's not realistic, is it? Like, you've got to capture wardrobe. You're going to rewear pieces that are probably not in stock anymore.
And it's so normal to wear the same jumper, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's so normal to only have 3 coats that you wear. Like, I would say I probably have, like, maybe 8 coats, but that's, I think, excessive. Like, I've got, like, a puffer coat, and then I've got a leather jacket. Well, I've got quite a few
leather
jackets.
I won't lie, my obsession is coats, so...
Really?
Mine's
shoes. I have a lot of shoes.
Yeah, that too.
But I don't intentionally have a lot. I can't store them for the life of me. They're everywhere.
I know. Oh, don't even
like,
talk to
I
me
have
about
6 pairs of black boots that are all like ever so slightly different, but they're different enough to justify. But they're
which
all
one
like,
today?
They're like, and you know, like some of them are more comfortable than others, but some of them look nicer. And like, honestly,
it's hard to find like the perfect black boot. I find
so hard.
Yeah,
like I have my Docs, but I would say they're like a specific outfit shoe. Or not, they're not. Like, I can wear them with many outfits, but like if I was going somewhere a bit more bougie, like I wouldn't want to wear that. Like if I was trying to be a bit smarter, I wouldn't wear my Docs. I'd need like a Chelsea boot.
Yeah, I hear that.
Justifying
how
all those shoes.
How would you say you found your style though?
I think trial and error, honestly. Because I think no one really knows their style unless they try other styles. Like, you can't find, I guess you can find what you love, but I think you need to try different things to know what works for you and what works for your body shape and what makes you feel comfortable.
Yeah, that's so true.
Because you could feel really comfortable and completely different to me. And I think it's important to like work out what you love.
Yeah.
So like in my last episode where I talked about capsule wardrobe, I kind of touched on, like, if you look on Pinterest and you look up capsule wardrobes, you will see the exact same pieces in everyone's. Mm. But that's not the case. Because, like, if I said to you, what's your most worn 10 things? I guarantee they're so vastly different to what mine are.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But the funny thing is like, what I wear day to day, because obviously most of the time I am working from home and I'm sat at home. So realistically, I'm wearing the same tracksuit every day.
Oh my God, same. Sometimes I literally live in a dressing gown. Like, I just wear it 24/7.
Literally.
It's like an emotional support dressing
gown. For sure. And it actually angers me when people don't have one.
Oh my God. I don't know how people live without a dressing gown.
Literally. Like, Tom, my partner doesn't have one.
And no, neither does James, actually.
It really upsets me. I'm like... And occasionally, he wears mine. And I'm like, see?
It's cozy.
See?
Maybe that's his Christmas present.
I know.
Or when's his birthday? Buy him one for his birthday.
September.
It's near enough.
Yeah.
It's closer than Christmas.
I'll just get him a treat. He'll be like,
imagine he'd be like, I don't like it. And then he'll wear it all the time. But he will wear it all the time.
Exactly.
I
might have to do it.
But it is true. I think working from home gives us a different wardrobe. Mm. But also, like, your most worn items if you work in an office are different, because I would say your most worn things should be the things that you wear when you're not working.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, our work from home wardrobe, or like someone's wardrobe in an office, isn't necessarily true to your style, because it's like the comfort element, or like the having to wear a certain type of outfit to work.
You have to stick to a uniform kind of.
Whereas, like, what you wear on the weekends or when you're going out, that's kind of your style.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah. I agree.
So what would you say, like, how did you find your personal style? Because you've asked me and I feel like we've gone off on a tangent, but how did you discover yours?
Because
I feel like you had a bit more of a journey to it.
Yeah, I feel like mine took a similar to you. I had to experiment. Mm-hmm. I tried different things. I tried what I saw other people wearing, and I had to go through it like that way. But when I started doing fashion and like doing Instagram and stuff like that, I really wanted to. Realistically, I didn't have the money to just buy all these new things, to buy this perfect wardrobe. Even to buy a capsule wardrobe, it costs money, doesn't it? Like, to buy like staple pieces that are good quality, that's going to cost you a lot. And I had like no money.
It's like an overtime investment.
Exactly.
Like, you have to build it over time. It's not an instant thing.
And I feel like that's easier when you're older and you've got a job and you're working, and it's fine to do that. But when you're younger and you're trying to figure out your style, but then you have no money to spend on it, it kind of it's hard to do. So I used to secondhand buy all the time. Like, charity shopping was my thing. That was my content as well.
Do you know what? So in uni, we used to actually have a charity shop near us, because it was in Epsom, so it's like a bit more bougie. Like, there's like quite well off areas. There used to always be like Burberry and stuff in the charity shops.
Really?
So it'd be every day people would be like fighting over these charity shops. There'd be trench coats from Burberry for like 30 quid.
No way.
Dead serious. And it was a fashion uni as well, so like everyone would be
I bet they snapped that up straight away. I used to work in Brighton, and before work every single day, because my side hobby was Instagram fashion.
So yours literally was like secondhand shopping at first then? Yeah, like how to get the best bargains and stuff.
Like, people used to ask me so many questions about secondhand buying and stuff, because that's all I did.
Oh my God, we need to do an episode on this.
Yeah.
I want to do a secondhand episode. I feel like we need to do it together.
Oh my God, 100%.
It's happening. If you want it, let us know.
Let us know.
Head over to the podcast Instagram.
I can talk about this for days. All my tips, all my tricks.
We're doing it. That's our next episode for sure.
I do miss it, actually. I don't do it much anymore.
But do you think you don't do it anymore because of the fact that you do Instagram and you link things? Like, do you think that's kind of inspired it a lot more? Or do you think it's because you just generally prefer buying new now? Bit of a deep question.
I think it's a very different, like, I'm in a very different place of life now. Yeah. And so it is more convenient to shop online and not trawl through charity shopping. But, like,
especially looking for something specific, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously with our jobs as well, like working with specific brands that you've always wanted to work with and stuff like that, that does help. But I think I want to find my roots again with going back to secondhand buying more, because I think it is, well, it's obviously so much more of a conscious way to be. And also, you can find some really cool pieces.
Oh my God, you can find some absolute bargains.
Like, I've still got stuff that I wear like regularly. And I'm that was secondhand bought.
I'd say a lot of my secondhand stuff I've kept for longer.
Mm.
Well, maybe not longer, but I've got like a vintage like Burberry blazer that I bought on eBay for £30. And I wear it all the time.
That's the thing. You can find some really, really cool stuff.
As well.
That's crazy.
Absolute bargain.
That is crazy.
Haven't got it out in a while, actually. I might need to get it out.
Yeah, there we go.
I think it's just been too bloody cold.
Literally. But yeah, no. So I feel like if you're starting out with trying to find out your fashion, and it's a good way to experiment because you don't have to invest loads of money in these pieces you're not even sure you're going to like or you're going to keep wearing. So, I mean, I used to literally buy stuff for like, I get like a skirt for like £4, so like cheap, a top for £3. Like, you get a whole new wardrobe for under 100 quid.
And also, I think into that as well, things like Vinted are so good because if you're, say, for example, you are at the point of really deciding your style and you go through your wardrobe and you're like, there's 50% of this I never wear, I'm never going to wear, doesn't suit me, isn't my style, sell it. And then you can make the money to buy more. I know that's not always attainable. And I know that not everyone has like a lot they can get rid of. But I do think that selling pieces from your wardrobe to reinvest into your wardrobe is a good shout because it means that you're almost like, you're
repurposing.
Yeah, you're like repurposing. It's more conscious. It's better. I do it as well because I think I actually buy quite a lot on Vinted actually.
Yeah, I think Vinted is
the best
like
app in the world.
So,
so much better than Depop.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's
agreed.
Elite.
Fully. Depop,
I'm obsessed.
Delete.
I haven't had Depop in years. I only use Vinted now.
Me too. I feel like it's the online charity shopping.
It
now.
Really is.
And I think it's actually a good idea to, if you've got an idea of something you want to buy, have a look on Vinted first. Because
absolutely.
So often I've bought like brand new Converse on there and it's like half the price.
Me too.
And it's like, well, perfect. I don't care that I've like, you know, it's gone to someone's house and they've returned. Like, you know, if they've worn it once, who cares?
So what?
For me, I don't care. So
also, I think there's so many on Vinted where people have had it for years. Like, I guarantee if you looked in your wardrobe now, anyone, there's at least 5 things that have got a tag on.
For sure.
Guarantee.
At least. Mine's probably like quite a lot.
But then people
put
it on Vinted for like half the price.
Exactly.
Like, I actually bought recently. So I got a few bargains. I went on a bit of a, you know, bargain spree on Vinted. So I got an And Other Stories coat. I was looking for like a long puffer, but you know, like the quilted vibe.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Not like thick puffer, like nicer, lighter weight, quilted vibe. And I literally got it for £40, and on the retail for them, they're like £130.
Oh my god!
And it had tags. And then I got like a Free People jumpsuit that was like, it had the tag on for £88, and I got it for £12.
What?
Like, you can get some bargains.
Yeah, you really
on Vinted.
Can. Because also, if you sell on Vinted, you know that people are looking for bargains. Because
also, you know that people like, I always offer. I always make an offer. So like, whatever the lowest offer it will let me do, I always do it, and then they will always come back. They'll either say no, or they'll come back and meet you in the middle. So you always get a bargain.
Most people just want to get rid of their stuff, so they're like, yeah, sure. Absolutely. I mean, personally, that's what I do. If someone
me
offers
too.
Me something,
I'm like,
yeah, take it, please.
If it's reasonable. If it's like really unreasonable, I'm like, come on now.
Occasionally, I'm like, come on. Like, I put it up for like £4 and someone's like, can I have this for £1?
Well, you know when you put
like no.
You'll put something kind of expensive on there for like £50 or something, and then someone will put a bundle to make it like 5 items to get the biggest discount, and it'd be like 3 things that are £1 or 4 things, and you're like, come on now.
Yeah, for me, this has happened so many times. But
same.
I'm like, do you know what? Take it. Honestly, yeah.
See, I'm like, let's be honest, like, no.
Unless it was like something really expensive in the first place, I feel like I'm just like, get rid of it. Like, I'd rather have the space in my wardrobe as well.
Me too. I'd rather
me.
Not. My storage cupboard is literally like, you open the door and it falls on you because there's so much in there for Vinted.
Oh gosh, yeah.
But it's because I stack it up and I wait for ages and I don't have the time, and then all of a sudden I'll
just
load.
This is
or
me.
I take everything off that hasn't sold and then I'll relist it. Or to be fair, I've actually got better at if stuff doesn't sell in like a month, I just charity it.
Yeah, that's what I do as well.
Because I can't be
mine's
to
probably
try
a bit
it.
Longer than a month, but I've got a massive pile of clothes at the minute that I need to get up on Vinted. I've just been putting it off. It's like the lot. I need to. I really need to.
We'll put our Vinteds in the show notes actually, along with all our links, because then you can shop. Because I feel like both of us always have something up to look at.
Yeah.
Don't we? So.
Yeah. Actually, and last time, mine all sold quite quickly as well, which I was quite surprised
Same.
At.
It's, and you can make some good money on Vinted. Like, even if you put stuff for like a fiver, I feel like you can make good money long term. This is basically an ad for Vinted. Vinted, sponsor this podcast. Vinted. Please, thank you so much.
That'd
I got
be a
the dream.
That actually would be.
Oh my God, imagine. So we're recording Vinted this a couple of weeks out. Imagine by the time this goes live, Vinted have sponsored this episode.
No, manifest it. Let's
no,
manifest
stop.
It
Let's
now,
manifest.
Please.
If this is sponsored by Vinted, we have successfully manifested. There's 3 of us sat in this room right now and we're praying. Like, we are manifesting.
All
the
my fingers and toes are crossed.
Please, please, please. Okay, do you want to say the good vibe task of the week? Because you actually thought of this one and I think it's a really good one.
Okay, so I feel like a good one, after all this conversation about clothing, style, restyling stuff, I think a good one is to challenge yourself to take a piece in your wardrobe and style it differently to how you'd normally wear it. But really, like, challenge yourself.
Yeah.
Like, don't just pick the same jumper that you realistically wear all the time.
Like, pick something in your wardrobe that you find tricky to style,
yes.
I think. Like, something that you don't get out very often.
And a side note, if you feel like you can't style it, sell it. Go on Vinted.
Sell it on
again.
Vinted.
But yeah,
oh my
I think
God, we are literally adding Vinted right now. They are getting so much exposure from us.
But I feel like this is a good challenge to step out your comfort zone, to do something like challenge yourself, because it is easy to just pick up the same trousers, same jumper, and style it the same way as you always do. So,
and I think as well, if you say, for example, it's like, I don't know, if it was me, it would be colour that I never wear.
Yeah.
But go on Pinterest as well if you're struggling to style it and have a look how other people style it or like style similar. That's what I do as well. Like if I say, for example, I'm like, oh, I really want to wear blue jeans today and I don't know how to wear them, I'll look up like blue jeans spring outfit.
Same. Pinterest is good. I absolutely love Pinterest.
Also, sometimes I see a picture and I'll be like, I really like that, but then I'll think up an outfit that's similar but completely different at the same time.
Yeah.
With stuff I already have, you know?
Or like you use it as inspiration, as like a basis, and then you use what you got in your wardrobe to kind of make something similar.
Yeah. There you go. So that's your task, guys.
That is your
go
task.
Go and style something in your wardrobe different to how you...
Tag us.
Hang on, what was it? Style something different to how you...
Normally would style it
and something that you don't normally style.
And tag us if you do it.
Yes, tag both of us. Our Instagrams will be in the show notes.
Yeah, do that.
Take a photo, send it to us. I'll maybe pop some on the Good Vibes Club like podcast Instagram account just to see what comes up.
Oh my God, this
is... And you're going to see our style evolution. My God, we've got a lot of things to put on this Instagram account. It's going to be popping.
I literally did this challenge a little while ago called Rehash Your Trash. I don't know if you followed me at that point.
Oh, maybe I did, but I don't remember.
Basically, the challenge was I had a week of like different categories every day.
Love
and
that.
You had to style it within that category every single day, and it had to be something that's already in your wardrobe.
Bring that back.
I know someone told me that recently, and I was like, do you know what? I think I need to do it again.
You need to do it as a reel or something.
Yeah, because I did like.
You did one recently that was like styling random things, and you styled that like awful Greggs bodysuit from Primark. I actually think you nailed it, to be fair.
Thank you.
That collection is very strange.
Oh my God. My friend picked it up in Primark because I've done it before, this styling ugly clothes challenge. And my friend picked it up in Primark. She was like, you have to. And I was like, how the hell am I going to style this? I'm sorry.
You did it well, to be fair.
I turned it inside out and
upside
down.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, turning it inside out probably helped.
Yeah. But some people got angry at me for that.
What, for turning it inside out?
Yeah.
I mean, you still made it work. It was still the same piece of clothing, however you wore it.
I think I did pretty good considering.
I think you did well.
You have to check it out because it's actually atrocious. Like the bodysuit is covered in Greggs.
It's like a blue bodysuit covered in the Greggs logo. It's quite something.
It's quite something.
They keep bringing it back. They bought a bloody tracksuit back of that recently. Awful.
I'm sorry. All right.
Next, I'll be like sausage roll flip flops. Jesus Christ.
Maybe that's what I need to sell next.
God. On that note, we'll end the podcast. But don't forget to give it a rating. You can rate on all the podcast platforms. If you're on Apple, please leave a review. It would mean the world. I'll leave all of our links in the show notes, including our Vinted. You can go and check out the plug. I'll also include the post carousel of me and Summer's style evolution. Yeah. I think you're going to die. I know I've got bad pictures, so I know you must do too.
Oh, next level.
But thank you so much for coming on this episode with me.
Thank you for having me. I've loved it.
We've already planned number three.
So much inspiration in one video.
I know. God, we're just going to keep talking for hours.
Literally.
But thank you for listening, guys. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.